Hello there. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. So great to be back here with you on the program. Today, for the next 5 minutes, we're going to look at the mass readings for the... Today's a memorial, relatively new memorial. It is for the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. And because it's a special day, according to the Church, we have what is called proper readings. So these readings are proper to the Church. And what I'm going to focus on is the gospel. Since we only have 5 minutes, I'm just going to look at the gospel from today's daily mass as we concentrate on this idea of Mary, who is the mother of Jesus, right? Because Jesus and the church are one, the church is the mystical body of Christ, the mysterious or spiritual body of Christ. Kind of a tough concept, but that's what the church teaches, that the church is really Jesus, and because the mother of Jesus is just that, the mother of Jesus, then she is also the mother of the church. So we focus on that today. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass. Again, chosen specifically for this memorial, and it comes from John chapter 19, verses 25 through 34. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge, soaked in wine, on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. And what we see there, I know, brutal, brutal story. It's always hard to hear this story of our Lord's crucifixion, but the blood and water flowing out represents the grace that comes from the church, the graces that come through mainly through the sacraments and the church. So today we look at the fact that Mary is not only the mother of Jesus Christ, Mary is the mother of the church. And as members of the church, you and I, she is our mother as well. And this idea of her motherhood, spiritual motherhood, I mean, obviously she's not our physical mother, but she is our mother in a spiritual sense. It comes about, we can see evidence of how it comes about from Calvary when our Lord, while dying on the cross, you know, you got to remember, it's painful for him to speak. He's on his way to death. It's hard for him to breathe. It's hard for him to speak. But he makes it a point to say to the beloved disciple, now commonly that's thought to be John, but he is not named, "Beloved disciple, here's your mother." And to the disciple, "This is your mother." And he said to his mother, "This is your son." So talking to both parties, who's the beloved disciple? You and me, as members of the church, disciples of Jesus Christ. So she is given to us. She prays for us, she prays for her church, and she prays that we will all, through her intercession, continue to go out and spread the gospel message. You and I, we are called to be Jesus right now in the world as members of the church. It's a tough job. So today, spend a little time speaking to your heavenly mother, the Blessed Mother, and thank her for her role in guiding you and especially for guiding the church. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.